Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Matt Fillingham of the Back Alley Brass Band on the 2026 album Some Bright Morning. On this new full album, it's their third, they shine again on this new project. Full of material that they have played over the last few years, Matt reflects on their journey, this album, World Cup gigs in Kansas City this summer, and so much more. As usual, this is a popular brass band full of New Orleans bravado that is on the rise. Enjoy this interview.
It's always good to catch up. I'm so glad to see the music. The album's wonderful. So I'm looking forward to getting into it. So thank you for taking a minute out. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So let's begin with, you know, this is the third album, correct?
Yeah. So we started off with a full-length album. We released a couple singles. Then we put out an EP, which I guess we'll call an album. And then this is our third kind of actual album to come out. So yeah, we're putting it out there.
And you've had so much activity. I've seen you. You were at the Lee Summit Jazz Fest a few years ago. You're headlining festivals. It seems like the activity has just been more voluminous. What has it been like since you hit the scene in Kansas City to the culmination of this album and everything that's happening today?
Well, I mean, it's been a really great journey. I mean, and when we started, which I think it's been like 8 years since we kind of got together, you know, we started this because we love this kind of music, this New Orleans brass band music. And there was a little bit going on here and there, but there wasn't a band really playing all over town anywhere nearby. So we're like, hey, man, let's do this. Let's get this out in the streets and see if people like it. So we did, and it caught on. People loved it and kept asking us to do more things. And, you know, I mean, our goal is wherever we go, for people to have a great time. And so we keep trying to do that, and people keep asking us to come back and do it again. So it's worked out great. We're having a great time. We're trying to keep improving, keep adding new tunes, you know, release music so people can kind of hear what we're about. And, you know, we've got some really, really great opportunities from that. So it's been a blast, and we just plan on keeping it going.
So Some Bright Morning is the name of the new album. Very bright. Yep. And colorful painting on the front. It's a vibrant sound. What was the idea? How long have you been thinking about putting this out? What was kind of the visionary sketch of getting this together?
Oh yeah, you would think we were really organized and had a vision for this. No, I mean, you know, we play these songs, and we don't necessarily do this like some bands might. You know, I know a typical way to put out an album is to write a bunch of new music, record it, and then go maybe tour on it. But we're so much of a live band, and as soon as we get a new tune, we want to get it out there in the set. Like we'll try something on a Sunday, like, hey, let's put this out on Saturday and see what people like. And then it'll kind of develop live over a few months or a year till we kind of get it where we want it. And we're like, hey man, we got all these new tunes we've been playing. Let's record them. Let's put on an album. So really it's been the last year and a half of new tunes we've been trying out, kind of zeroing in on how we want them to go and work. And really this is kind of a snapshot of what we've been doing live lately. So, you know, we want to have that recorded for the records for people to be able to hear and get it out there for people. So hopefully it's kind of a good representation of, you know, what we've been doing lately and what you can expect when you come see us.
So what are you hoping ultimately the listener gets from this album?
And same thing from our live shows. We just want people to have fun. We want you to have a good time. Like I said, we're in love with this kind of music, this New Orleans brass band music. So, you know, we want to spread the word. And, you know, we obviously want to put our own fingerprints on it. We want this to be kind of the Kansas City version of this kind of music. So, you know, we on our album, we've got some stuff that's pretty traditional, but then we've got our own original takes on the music. So, you know, we want people to see what we're doing here in Kansas City with this kind of music. So hopefully, you know, our fans around here can enjoy it, but hopefully, you know, people out and about in the region or the country or wherever can like find this and be like, oh, hey, this is what's happening in Kansas City. They're doing this kind of music too. Let's find out what these folks are about.
So, what do you typically do? Because this came out on April 10. What do you do on release day? What's the celebration? What's the feeling when you actually christen the moment?
Oh man, it's super exciting. So, we try to get it out there as much as possible, advertise on social media. We had two album release shows, one at the Rhino down in North Kansas City, which is just one of our favorite venues to play. It's just always a party there. And then kind of our home base, what we feel like is kind of like our place, like the most iconic place for us is doing First Fridays out on the crossroads, like being out on the streets where people just are. We're pretty loud, we're pretty rambunctious. So most of the crowd that comes to see us didn't necessarily plan on it that night. They just hear us down the roads, down the alleys, and start to gather and like, what is this group? And crowds start to get. So for us, that feels like home base. So we also did an album release party at a Buffalo State Pizza there in Crossroads. They've got this really great outdoor backyard space that's kind of connected to a bunch of alleys. So we played there, had the album. People came from all over. I mean, that's just one of our favorite places. So that for us was like, hey, here we are. This is where we belong. We're in the middle of Kansas City where the arts are happening. Come hear what we do. We've got this new album out. Let's party.
You know, it's interesting because having this New Orleans flavor in a Kansas City band makes sense to me, but I do this. This is what I do. I curate and go through and love the world of jazz. But from people on the outside, I'm wondering, what do people say about you being in Kansas City and having this New Orleans flair? Obviously, you have Kansas City swag, but how does those worlds come together? What do you hear from people? What have you guys felt about this connection between the two cradles in the history of your band?
Well, most of the guys from the group grew up in Kansas City. Most of us grew up playing jazz, playing in big bands, playing in jazz in college, combos. And so, we all have kind of a traditional jazz background, and especially a Kansas City jazz background. And we've done that kind of things, but we've always loved this New Orleans brass band music. So, we've been trying, I don't know if we've got there yet, to figure out how to kind of merge the two. And so we hope that just what we kind of naturally do as Kansas City jazz musicians comes through in the music that we play. I feel like we've been really welcomed and encouraged by not just the jazz community in Kansas City, but also just the music community. Festivals, gigs where maybe they wouldn't have jazz necessarily, some rock venues where, hey, we do rock and pop bands, but you guys are cool. People love coming to this. So, we hope that we're ambassadors for both, jazz and this kind of brass band music and bringing a lot of worlds together. We've played out kind of regionally a little bit. We've gone up to Omaha and a few other places. We connected with there was this brass band, pop brass band from New Orleans called Sweet Magnolia. They came to town last summer, and they had found us online. They're like, hey, we wanted to connect with whatever kind of New Orleans stuff was happening in Kansas City. So they connected with us, and we did a show together at the Rhino. So, there's brass bands in New York that we're kind of connected with, that we talked to, that we like each other's music. There's a brass band in Oklahoma that we've connected to that we were going to play a show together. It got canceled. So we've made connections. We're all guys with day jobs here, so we can't travel around a whole lot. But I think word is getting out of like, hey, this is happening in Kansas City. What's going on when we're coming to town? Where can we hear you guys play?
It's interesting you mentioned the day job angle because there are a lot of people that have day jobs out there that have passion projects on the side. How much of like having your day job and this being kind of the real dream project for all of you guys, how much of that adds to the zeal and the exuberance of that level of New Orleans music that we all know is just always high energy?
Right. Well, since, we do have jobs that we make a living for, this is what we get to do for fun. So it's, I mean, yeah, it's work and, we hope to get compensated and all that. But man, we want to have fun. We want the people to have fun with us. So it's not like clocking in to work for us. This is like what we get to do, when we have time, when we get together. And like I said, a lot of us have backgrounds in jazz in Kansas City. And I know a lot of Kansas City jazz cats. I was playing in a big band last night here in North Kansas City. That's really great. And most of the guys, kind of gig from here all over the place, playing this band this night, this band and this night, get called to a gig here or there. But for us in this band, this is our number one music commitment. It's not just one of our side projects. I mean, guys play here and there, but this is our number one. So this is where our focus is musically. If you want to call this our hobby or passion project or whatever, but this is what we all like to do when we get a chance.
Yeah. So what are you all doing? The warm months are upon us for promoting
Yeah.
the album, playing live, all of that good stuff. What's going on?
I mean, some really, really cool things are happening, especially this summer. So, as most people know, the World Cup is coming here to Kansas City. You've probably heard they're building a huge FIFA Fan Fest up at the Liberty Memorial. And I mean, from the pictures, man, it looks like this is going to be huge. They're having a huge stage up there, restaurants, bars, VIP areas. But we are fortunate enough to get asked to play at the FIFA Fan Fest June 12th. I think that's a Friday, right before Tech Nine. So we are super excited. We've got some special plans for this, some things we're going to do to promote. But I mean, this is kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity to play for people all over the world. They're at the FIFA Fan Fest. I think we play around 4 o'clock, depending on how games and things go. But man, that's the biggest thing. We're super excited about being on kind of this world stage this summer. And then, the whole town for a month is kind of celebrating World Cup. So we're playing at a bunch of like World Cup parties. We're doing one at the Ship next month, at the Kingdom Bar, which is in Overland Park, really great bar and grill that has live music all the time. And a couple of things. So just, I mean, June and beginning of July is kind of like World Cup parties. We're jumping in, with both feet, getting involved as much as we can.
That's so cool because, I mean, I've lived here my whole life. This is probably one of the biggest things that I can imagine will be coming through, and to be able to be a part of that, the pageantry. I mean, it's just like I remember Tech N9ne playing at the Super Bowl celebrations and all of that. When you get on that level of stage, even the draft was huge. Like having those massive things come through Kansas City just transforms and makes it that much more vibrant. It's totally cool.
Oh man, there's so much happening in Kansas City. I've grown up in Kansas City too, and I feel like, I mean, it's just kind of taken off exponentially in the last 10 years. I mean, all the developments downtown, the streetcar, having the draft, having the World Cup, the Chiefs doing so well, and the Royals a while back doing so. I mean, people know about Kansas City, and we just keep doing more things. So we're super excited to be around what's going on.
So, what was the idea behind the name of the album?
One of our favorite songs to play that we've been playing right from the beginning, the most traditional of all traditional songs, is "I'll Fly Away," the old hymn that is a New Orleans standard, man. If you watch some videos of like funeral second lines, celebrations, along with "Just a Closer Walk with Thee," "I'll Fly Away" is the one you'll see a lot. It's just as traditional as it can get. And one of the lyrics in that song is starts with "Some Bright Morning." So that's one of the songs we've decided to finally put on this album, and it's one of our favorites. So we kind of stole that line as the inspiration for the title of the album.
So it's streaming everywhere. If anybody wants to get a copy in earnest, physical download, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, so our Bandcamp site, you can order CDs, and other merch. But if you order it from there, I'll ship it out right away to you. Any of our live shows, you can come and we always have merch with us. But yeah, grab a CD, our Bandcamp site, which you can get to through our main website, either way, but we'll get that shipped out to you right away if you want to grab a copy.
Sounds great. Matt, this is wonderful. Hey, enjoy the World Cup, the pageantry of this new album. Great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for taking a
Yeah.
minute out.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate all you do.
Thanks for listening and tuning into another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in New Orleans, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Matt, on behalf of the band, for coming by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube, and for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.